Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Monday, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at Mercury conjoining Pluto in the sign of Aquarius. So Mercury has just entered the sign of Aquarius, and of course so has Pluto. So as soon as Mercury enters Aquarius, there is the conjunction to Pluto. They're both in the bound of Mercury, by the way, which is kind of an interesting little detail that we'll take a look at today. But we're going to look at the various archetypal themes that are quite consistent when these two planets get together, as well as some of the unique features of their conjunction in the sign of Aquarius. Anyway, that's our agenda. Before we get into it, don't forget to like and subscribe. Smash, hit, press, tap the like button. You guys, it's a little inside joke on my channel. If you are new, I'm so sorry. But it helps the channel to grow when you do that. And when you share your comments, it creates a nice community around the post. So we really do appreciate that. You can find a transcript of today's talk or any of my daily talks on the website, nightlightastrology.com. Now, when you are over at the website, you may notice that there is a new live events tab. I'm going to take you over there right now and show you. When you go to the home screen, you'll see live events. If you go to the events tab, you'll see live events. Either way, if you click on it, you're going to be taken over to another page where you will see that we have now added a monthly webinar. So there's going to be once monthly webinar that I teach on individual topics in astrology. These are meant for students of all levels. If you're, whether you're a beginner, intermediate, advanced, there's something here that should translate for people of all levels. And this month of February on the 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, I am giving a talk called The Outer Planets in Our Relationships. And this is part one of a three-part series that I'm going to be doing. This one is Pluto in Love. So in this talk, I am going to be looking at the symbolism of the planet Pluto, whether it is indicated through the natal chart or by transiting your natal chart in love and relationships, which can happen in a variety of ways. Pluto transiting Venus, Pluto conjoined or aspecting Venus in the natal chart, Pluto in the seventh house, Pluto aspecting the seventh house, Pluto transiting the seventh house, Pluto aspecting the ruler of the seventh house, etc. So we are going to talk not only about how Pluto impacts love and relationships, but how to more intelligently and wisely work with Plutonian energy in love and relationships, and all of the different ways that Pluto tends to show up in relationships. So if that sounds interesting to you, you can register there. You will get a live link to attend. And if you cannot make it live, you will get a link sent to you afterward with the recording to download as well. So I hope to see some of you there. In March, I'll be doing one on Neptune and love. And in April, I will be doing one on Uranus in love. So kind of a fun new series of talks that will be once monthly, and you can check them out every month on the live events page. All right, let's go ahead and talk about Mercury's entrance into Aquarius. So here we can see we're on February 5th, Monday, that's today, and we have the entrance of Mercury into into Aquarius. Oops, there's my pen, and I'm going to highlight it for you guys. There it is. Mercury gets into Aquarius and immediately conjoins Pluto. Now, we want to give this about a 3-degree range. And so we're going to take this forward just a little bit. Let's go 1, 2, 3. So by Thursday, the energy of this transit is starting to fade. So Monday through Wednesday is really the most active period. However, it is interesting to note that Mercury will be getting right into further aspects right away, going into a square with Jupiter, and then later in the month, square with Uranus and so forth. So, but yeah, this is a really interesting transit because Mercury and Pluto together in the, they are also in the bound of Mercury. You can see that right here. When you look at the bound table, you'll see that the first probably about 5 degrees, 6, maybe even 7 degrees, of Aquarius are the bound of Mercury. So Mercury has some dignity here. Now this makes it very interesting to, it's very interesting to think about, because Mercury in Aquarius is not typically thought of as having any dignity unless you're looking at it triplicity rulership. But once it's in its own bound, it's a little bit more like a Mercury that you might think of in Gemini, an air sign that Mercury has some power in. So we're looking at a more powerful Mercury, and that's the just a starting point to mention. Now, I want to talk about five themes that you will notice whenever these two planets get together, really in any signs and through any kind of aspect, especially conjunctions, squares, and oppositions. But in particular, this conjunction, we will add a few details as we go, considering the sign of Aquarius. But these are the Mercury-Pluto themes that you're going to want to watch for today through about Wednesday. You may have even noticed it coming through yesterday, over the weekend a little bit. Number one is communication from the underworld. The underworld is, it could be also described as the unconscious. It could be described as hidden or secretive. It could be described as a place of shades or shadows. So when we think of underworld, we're really thinking of a kind of archetypal or mythic dimension of consciousness. When Mercury and Pluto get together, it is as though Mercury, who is the messenger, who can travel, by the way, fluidly in and out of the underworld, and was thought to have done so through its constant retrogradations. When it retrogrades and disappears beneath the beams of the sun in the west and then emerges in the east as a morning star, it's as though it has gone through the underworld and come up again. So Mercury has Hermes. Mercury has an ancient relationship with the underworld and tends to mine for gold or treasure and great riches creatively when it processes itself through the underworld. When it moves through that process of its retrogradation and the metaphorical entrance and emergence from the underworld, that happens over and over year round. So when Mercury and Pluto get together in a conjunction, it's as though valuable, rich gold from the unconscious, from a hidden or secretive place, is coming forth. This can sometimes mean that we get in touch with unconscious material from our own psychology, or from within the unconscious space of a relationship or the workplace or our parenting, any area of life that we think of as a kind of subject matter in a relational dimension. It's from those spaces that suddenly we will start to understand or see something that was hidden previously, or that was inaccessible somehow, or that we didn't understand, we couldn't quite see. So communication from the underworld. This can also mean that you get an email that's unexpected, that's revealing something, or that serves as some kind of announcement. So the communication from the underworld theme can be read very broadly and can be associated with the unconscious as much as the word underworld. And suddenly, certainly does not have to mean anything evil or bad, although dark or heavy or more consequential or complex material is also associated with Mercury's conjunction with Pluto. It's as though difficult, deep, complicated, stirring, moving, disturbing, is even sometimes ominous subject matters come up for discussion. But also powerful releases of energy from unseen or unconscious places that become articulated somehow. They become spoken. Number two would be a powerful shift in thinking, strategy, or approach. Pluto is, by its very nature, anything that it touches, it has this way of releasing pent-up creative energy. Sometimes it can be destructive, and other times it is more like something like a dam bursting open, and you could imagine some instances in which a dam bursting open could be really destructive, but in others, it's not really destructive as much as it is this just kind of powerful release. So when Mercury gets together with Pluto, you have this powerful release in energy that comes through thoughts, that comes through a shift or a change in our strategy, the strategy that we're using to accomplish something or to solve a problem or to get something done. So a powerful shift in thinking, a transformation of our thinking, and almost like the potential for a shift in paradigm is even available to us through this transit. The structures of thought and mind can change dramatically. Well, that's number two. Number three are ideas that transform. Now, this is not necessarily the same thing as a shift in thinking, which may have something more like a recreating, revisioning, shifting kind of quality to it. This is more about an idea that arrives and it has transformative power. It's more like an idea that arrives and it has the power, like a bomb that goes off and it has like the shock waves, you know. I'm sorry, it's like kind of a violent image. But yeah, ideas that transform would be a powerful seeding idea that really can change far more than you think it will. There's a lot of power packed into a very small and dense thing with Pluto and Mercury. And that can be an idea or a word or something that we say that you don't mean to say. And whoa, it has this very powerful effect. So it could also be words or speech or ideas that come forth and they seem like a smaller insignificant thing, but they're like nuclear. There's this condensed power. Ideas that transform can also be the beginning of a new approach to business, a new idea that comes along creatively that informs a creative process. But the ideas that transform with Mercury Pluto are usually subtle or small at first, and you don't necessarily imagine that they'll have the kind of power that they do. So that's one reason to be a little bit more careful or conscientious about the words we use right now or how we convey ideas and so forth. Anyway, now the combination of Mercury and Pluto in Aquarius is really interesting because we have both depth and height represented simultaneously. Aquarius is a constellation. The constellation image of Ganymede and the sign of Aquarius points us to a human's connection with the realm of the gods on Olympus. Ganymede is the water pourer, water bearer, and servant of Zeus. And so there's this human potential that places us up, high up, near the gods, in the clouds, big ideas, divine higher realm kind of ideas. Now, these are all metaphors that sort of lofty, angelic, at the top of the mountain, closest to the realm of the gods. And these kinds of ideas, when Mercury and Pluto get together, can be very lofty. So they're powerful, transformative, nuclear, but like lofty, like really high and kind of progressive and visionary and futuristic, sometimes technological and inventive. What's interesting is that, of course, Pluto is so deep and sort of subterranean and rich. And so the potential for the meeting of high and low in the mind right now is present. For example, when you think of, I'm just going to come up with an image that I think hits on both at once. Not that it's necessarily going to be about this, but it just is a good representation. When you think about, let's say, an environmental scientist who is coming up with just next level thinking about how to clear the ocean of plastics or how to revive the coral reefs that are dying or something like that. You have something that is effectively intensely Plutonian in that you're looking at the process of death and regeneration in the bowels of the earth. Very Plutonian, very deep. But then the technological part of it, the science, the sort of next level, sort of futuristic thinking could be very Aquarian, could be very lofty. So that's a good image, right? It just marries the idea of high and low together, of subterranean and rich and fertile and like substantive and powerful, the Plutonian, with the sort of lofty, light, ethereal, angelic space of the mind. You put those together, you have some really interesting combinations. So watch for that combination in your own space. All right. And finally, would be the otherness of the mind. Now, Aquarius is a Saturn-ruled sign, and Saturn is associated with heretics. And so Mercury and Pluto in the sign of Aquarius and Saturn sign, powerful, transformative, but heretical ideas. Ideas that can get you ostracized. Saturn was a planet of ostracization, alienation, outcasts, heretics, loners, hermits, contemplatives, mystics, people who stood on the other side of the societal wall. Are you in the city? Or are you sort of in the hut at the edge of the village? Well, Saturn was often associated with, well, remember that Saturn sits as the gatekeeper or boundary keeper between the realm of the planets and the realm of the stars and the gods. And so boundaries between things. And do you sit inside or outside the boundary? Saturn actually, as the ruler of opposites in astrology, the opposition is Saturn's aspect, could reflect people who were authoritarian and totally conforming to the status quo with rigidity, or it could represent someone who purposefully walks away from norms and they choose to reject the norms of a society. Or you could have someone who's been cast out somehow. So those are all Saturnian things. Well, now that's present in the sign of Aquarius, which is why Aquarius often brings up ideas and thoughts that pit the status quo against some idea of progress. Or it will say that something in the idyllic past is better than the status quo. But either way, it'll either go into the past or the future in relation to the status quo with ideas quite frequently. So you have the potential for ideas that are othering, which means you stand apart somehow, or you feel misunderstood, or that the theme of being misunderstood or of outcasts and outsiders mentally, intellectually, scientifically, etc. So watch for those themes as well, because it's very easy for any of these themes to be activated. And some of you may feel one of these on the list more than another. Anyway, that should give us some ground to stand on here, astrological ground, as we work with Mercury conjoining Pluto today, tomorrow, Wednesday. You might have even been feeling it Sunday, yesterday. So we think about this transit as going from February 5th to about the 7th, backing it up to maybe Sunday, which would be the 4th. Okay, that is what I have for today. I hope that you guys are having a nice start to your week. Don't forget to pop on over to the website, nightlightastrology.com, where you can register for my talk on Pluto in love and relationships, which is a webinar that I'm doing on the 15th of this month. And if you can't make it live, we send you the recording afterwards. You could watch it later if you wanted to. All right, that's it for today. Hope you're having a good one. Take it easy. Bye.